Just before Mass started this evening, Father Reardon turned to me and he said, "Boy, you really got lucky with this gospel. There's plenty of things that you can preach on." And I looked at him and I said, "Yeah, but there's only so much time." The fact is, this entire week has been filled, for Catholic Christians in particular, with an astounding opportunity to revisit our faith, because our faith has been visited by people of all faiths who have been witnessing what's transpiring as we say goodbye to a most wonderful, awesome person in the person of Pope John Paul II. As I was looking through the scriptures, one thing in particular struck me. And I thought, gee whiz, this isn't very exciting. But what struck me and what kept coming back to me time and time again is that the disciples were going to a village 7 miles from Jerusalem called Emmaus. I was struck by that because I was wondering to myself, why would the gospel writers feel it was so important to mention that Emmaus was 7 miles from Jerusalem? It occurs to me that the number 7 is the perfect number. I don't remember why, but for some reason, we have chosen the number 7 as being the perfect number. And what I think this phrase translates to in today's gospel is it's talking about each and every one of us being called to a perfect journey. A perfect journey in which Jesus Christ is trying to make himself present to us, and we are trying to recognize him. But it's not just recognizing Jesus as much as it is trying to become like Jesus. Because ultimately, that is our perfect journey. Our call, in reality, is to become like Jesus in a perfect way. That's always challenging. And we can see that recounted in the words of Peter in both the Acts of the Apostles and in his letter. We can see it, how difficult it is for the companions of Jesus to recognize him along the way. And it's not until the breaking of the bread that they recognize him. It's not until after he recounts for them all that happened in the scriptures and in the prophets to make the reality of God incarnate, Jesus Christ, present with us, clearer and more profound. This week, if anybody has watched the news or picked up a newspaper, it's perfectly clear how much John Paul II had an impact on the entire world. And what I found fascinating is as the coverage continued, I was glued to it. I couldn't help but want to watch this coverage. And in the beginning of the week, as they were talking about it, it was very interesting because what was happening was the news broadcasters were making an attempt to try to befuddle people, to try and stir the pot a little bit, and to make Jesus and the church not so much the focus as much as the controversy that stirred because some people disagreed with what John Paul II had to say. What happens there helps us to recognize just how sincere and courageous John Paul was, especially if you take a look at his last will and testament, how he struggled with his own mortality, his own frailty, his own imminent death. The work that John Paul II did was successful because he was able to keep his focus on the truth, the truth being that Jesus is truly raised. The way we need to recognize Jesus now is to seek and find him in the breaking of the bread. We're always faced with challenges in our lives. And in overcoming those challenges, we need to begin to focus on what our individual call is. Each one of us has a particular call, and yet it's the same call to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect. In living out that perfect call, we do so in our corrupted selves, in our brokenness. And I'm not suggesting that each and every one of us can ignore our brokenness or to turn away from it. But what we can do is enter into prayer and enter into bringing that brokenness to the breaking of the bread and pray for healing. Because I believe, and I think even the world had an opportunity to believe this week, that the power of prayer is very real. John Paul II was as human and as broken as you or I. But what made John Paul unique and what made him great was how well he focused on doing the will of God. He focused on the other. We too are called to that focus. And along that journey, the journey of Emmaus, the perfect journey that we're called to, we need to work as hard as we can to recognize Jesus, not just in the breaking of the bread, but to recognize Jesus in one another.